questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi, everyone. Dear sisters and brothers, welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Q&A, an Islamic belief, where we shed light on your main questions. I am Asma, your host for today's episode, and here with us, we have Brother Nur Muhammad, the scholar of religious studies. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to your home, and thank you for coming.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me, and I'm happy to be here.
It's actually a pleasure to be with you. So, the question says, Chapter Hud, verse number 7, tells us that Allah is the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Another verse in another chapter regarding creation tells us that when He, that is Allah, intends a thing, His command is be and it is. So all He has to do in order to create a thing is to intend and it's done. Now, it seems rather complicated and contradictory. What do you think?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me at the beginning quote the verse that our dear listener asked this question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ Who He has created heavens and earth and whatever between them in 6 days. In other verse, which is in chapter Nah, verse number 40, He said that إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ أَن نَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ When we want to create anything, when we will it, okay, mm-hmm. we say that be and it is.
Yeah.
So maybe if you want to understand these two verses of Noble Quran in the, you know, appearance, in shallow understanding of these verses, we find a kind of contradiction. But there is no contradiction in the verse of Noble Quran
of
for
course.
Those people who reflect about it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to say that, you know, we have different... you know, stages for creation. Sometimes we create things by only, you know, be, and we say that be and it is, which means in a blink of eye, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates something.
He intends and it is done.
Yes, and it is a first, you know, let's say a stage of creation. On the other hand, we have some other ways another way for creation, which is by gradual creation. Mm-hmm. So there is no contradiction for those people who are familiar with logical issues. Technically speaking, this is not contradiction. It is only, you know, let's say, stages of and different methods for creation.
Yeah.
I can create things sometimes, you know, gradually, and some other time I can create it once. So there is no contradiction, technically speaking. Another point that if you go to the, you know, narrations of Ahlul Bayt, for example, let me share one narration from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create heavens and earth in 6 days, in order to show His majesty and power to the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that angels, they're always prostrating, bowing down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He wanted to show His majesty and power to them. So because of that, He created heavens and earth gradually, not at once.
So is it possible to say that these 6 days that have been mentioned in there are used metaphorically?
About 6 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the creation heaven and earth, we have different understanding and interpretation about that. And actually, we are not sure exactly what does it mean. Because you know that sometimes we say day, mm-hmm. yaum in Arabic, which means 24 hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say day, and which means, you know, maybe, you know, many centuries.
Exactly.
Okay, why? Because, for example, in the verse of Noble Quran, we have that Yawmul Qiyamah, Day of Resurrection. It doesn't mean 24 hours.
Of course, it
hours.
Is not 24 hours, yes.
It is more, maybe more than 1,000 centuries. Of course, there is no time mm-hmm. over there, and we cannot have these physical measures over there.
Yeah.
But after all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the peace of time, he has used the, you know, term day. And this piece of time could be 24 hours, and it could be many, many, many centuries.
A longer time.
Limitless, mm-hmm. limitless centuries.
So.
So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to say, I've created in 6 days, we are not sure which days he's talking about.
Yeah.
Because according to one verse of Noble Quran, one day could be considered more than 50,000 years.
Of course, yes.
We have in one verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that one day in the day of judgment, actually, or in the realm of the, creation, and in the realm of angels, he said that one day is more than, 50,000 years. And all of them, they have been, considered to be mm-hmm. day. But we are not sure that which day he's talking about.
Exactly. And we're not sure about the time span.
Yes. And it is very, I can say, complicated issue, because it is talking about the Genesis and the beginning of the creation. So we do not have enough information about that. Or maybe it is talking about different stages or gradual creation of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we have created heavens and earth in 6 days, all of these possibilities, we have to consider all of that.
Mm-hmm. So, the question was that, doesn't it look paradoxical, the fact that we have at one place we talk about creation at just a blink of an eye, and then in another place, creation that took for 6 days?
Of course, as I said, this is not paradoxical, because as I said, technically speaking...
So you said we have different levels of creation.
Yes, we have, first of all, technically speaking, it is not contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, we have different methods and different type of creation that I, elaborated on that.
And also you mentioned that God wanted to show his majesty to his angels.
Yes, in one narration we have from Imam al-Ridha, and in other narration he said that talking about the different philosophies for the creation and for having 6 days. And of course, the same question, it has been mentioned in different narrations. Same question has been asked from Infallible Ahlul Bayt. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one place he said, I am able to have the creation once.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, he said that I've created heavens and earth in 6 days. So what is a philosophy? And they gave and posed a lot of philosophies for that. I mentioned some of them. In other narration, Imam said that وَلَكِنَّهُ جَعْلَ الْأَنَاتَ وَالْمُدَارَاتِ مِثَالًا لِأُمَنَائِهِ. He said that he wanted to teach his umana, which means friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the successors of Allah, and actually talking about infallible Ahlul Bayt, he wanted to teach them endurance and fortitude, to be patient, because he was able to do that once, but he wanted to teach them a lesson. And what is a lesson? That
to be patient.
To be patient, mm-hmm. وَإِجَابًا لِلْحُجَّةَ عَلَىٰ خَلْغَىٰ And he wanted to complete the proof over his creation. So you see that we have different philosophies for why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created heaven and earth in 6 days. But after all, there are, different aspects of that. But the main idea is that after all, this is not contradiction, and this is referring to different types of the creation of the, heavens and earth and other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narration that I mentioned here is from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wa salam. He said that, وَكَانَ قَادِرًا عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَهُمَا فِي تَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created heaven and earth in 6 days, but he was able to do it once. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ لِيُظْهِرَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ مَا يَخْلُقُهُ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا بَعْدَ شَيْءٍ But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created heavens and earth in different stages. Of course, we describe about this issue and we gave some possibility. What does it mean that he has created heavens and earth in 6 days? He said that after all, he has created them in gradual way in order to show to his angels his power and majesty. And of course, showing and indicating his power and majesty required the further worships of angels toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَسْتَدِلَّ بِهُدُوثِ مَا يَحْدُثْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مَرَّةً بَعْدَ مَرَّةً So angels understand that what is a real power and, a strength and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they fully understand that how he has created heaven and earth. You see that, my dear listeners, talking about the Genesis, if you go to the verses of Noble Quran, and of course, if you go to the beginning speeches of Nahjul Balagha, you see that khutab or speeches of Imam Ali, especially the beginning of Nahjul Balagha, he has described the Genesis, the beginning of the creation of heavens and earth, how he has created angels and the realm of the creation. Very interesting ideas Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, an interesting fact he talked about the creation of heaven and earth. I would like to ask all of you to go and have a look at these beautiful speeches of Imam Ali. So he said that one of the philosophies of creation of heavens and earth in 6 days, in order to show his majesty and power to angels. And they understand Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty is creating these heavens and earth. And of course, philosophies we have attached to that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created heaven and earth in 6 days. So we have different philosophies for the creation of and different aspects for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can have further study by going to Nahjul Balagha and other hadith corpus.
And also we could say that it is more logical, God, if he wants to create a child, there's no need for him to wait for 9 months. But the child has to grow in his mother's womb in order to sound more logical and so understandable to all the human beings. So sometimes the time that is going to be used is just to make it more logical.
Exactly. The point that you mentioned is very interesting point and actually the accurate one. You see that sometimes it is not coming back to, it is not related to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. Rather, it is a nature of that creatures.
Yes.
You see?
Yeah. So thank you for your nice information. Dear listeners, you were listening to Arab English Radio. This was Q&A on Islamic belief. Today we talked about different levels of creation and we understood that there is no contradiction in the verses of the Holy Book and also in the creation. The thing is that there are different philosophies behind that. different layers of understandings and concepts behind the verse of the Holy Book, we have to be connected to the heritage that's been passed down to us by Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam. So it's not an easy task to just read one verse and then decide that, okay, it's just the same as we have read it. No, there are different layers that lay behind it, and we have to study more and more in order to examine them, in order to discover more of truth that is actually behind them. So thank you for listening.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن